The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stadtmiller today, taking a little bit of a leave of absence. He should be back tomorrow, no problems. Not calling for a priest quite just yet. He should be back tomorrow. Well, hey, I just want to say that I've joined my first club since I've been down here in Central Florida. I belonged to a lot of clubs back in California. I was in a winemaking club. I was in all kinds of clubs, a scuba club at one time, all kinds of fun things there to meet other people and have a lot of fun. Find us people you have something in common with, you know. That's kind of a nice thing to do. Down here, I haven't had quite the opportunity, but I did join a club over the weekend. It's a very exclusive club. And it's not just a men's club. It's actually a men's and women's club. But it's there are some requirements for my club. And the club that I belong to now is you don't wear a mask. No masks. That's the new club. That's our badge of honor here that we're not going to fall for this BS, Fauci BS any longer here. And let me give you a little background on the club thing here. When I was living in Indiana as a teenager, actually, I was 20, so I'll be coming back on leave from military for a couple weeks off. My brother had a Corvette, and I'd never driven a Corvette before. And he said, yeah, you got it for 2 weeks. Have fun with it. You know, the girls will be interested, and yeah, you'll have a lot of fun. Drive the Corvette. Have fun with it. Okay. So I found myself driving around in the Corvette, and it was a lot of fun for a 20-something-year-old. But I found that every time I passed or in passing would pass another Corvette, there's a little signal, a little code, a little club you belong to. If you're a vet driver, they give you a little flash of lights. They give you a little thumbs up. You're a cool guy. You are in a vet. You're in the club. Same applies to a Harley biker, too. They're in the club. They pass other bikers and they give them thumbs up. It's a cool club. But I'm in a club here down here in Central Florida. It's the No Mask Club. Walking into actually it wasn't Home Depot, it was Lowe's the other day. And I'm getting people that give me the acknowledgement. They give me the thumbs up. They go, hey, like, you're in the club. No mask. And you're dang right, I'm not going to wear the mask. So it's a cool club to be in. And I assume that everybody's listening to this broadcast right now is in that club. So congratulations, we're in a club all together. The No Mask Club, the No BS Club, and we are going to push on with our lives, and hopefully this nonsense will all end, even though I'm told that Dr. Fauci now is strongly suggesting, that we not all get together this Thanksgiving. And if we do, make sure it's the 10 rule. That applies to us, only us. It does not apply to the elites, the celebrities, those in government office, it does not apply to. But 10 rule applies to us because you know number 11 is your super spreader. He's the one that's going to come into your party, come into your house, and he's going to kill grandma. Number 11, he's the deadly one. So if we all adhere to the stupid advice from Anthony Fauci, well, this is not going to be a very pleasant experience. Thanksgiving Day, carving the turkey with nobody there, just two in my household. So it'll be just a turkey for two. Turkey for two. That sounds good. But, you know, it's ridiculous, the 10 rule. you got to stop the masks. We got to stop the nonsense here and push on. So I don't know. What are you going to be celebrating for Thanksgiving anyway? What have we lost in the last 7 months? We've lost a lot of freedoms, a lot of rights, lost income, lost our jobs. Many people have lost their jobs, their income, their livelihood. I've noticed lately there's a big push on commercials for mental disorders, depression. Wow, does that just kind of work in with the whole plan of being quarantined and locked down and losing your job, that you're going to be able to keep your mind? No. Depression is on the rise, and pharmaceuticals are knowing that. It's ka-ching, ka-ching time for these people. Mental illness, depression, suicide are increasing because of this hoax of COVID-19. I am really surprised, to be honest with you. I am very surprised I have not been in jail yet. I speak my peace. I don't take crap. And I talk back. I was told you can't talk back when you're really in the right track here. As a child, you had to take guff from teachers. You had to show respect, even to the nastiest, the meanest teachers. The ones who would love to abuse the children. You remember the song from Pink Floyd, "Leave Those Children Alone." I ran into those teachers back in those days. They were very abusive. Harsh punishment. God, if my mom and dad only knew. I was afraid to tell them what had happened to me at school today, what this person had done to me, this teacher had done to me, for fear I might get another spanking there. Those people are around. So, I'm in the club. You're in the club. It's a happy club. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I do believe we have a father and son team right now, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, who at this time, this very time, are experiencing a something about Mary Zipper moment. If you've ever seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about here. We got a bleeder. Yes, it's caught in the zipper. And now they're looking for wiggle room to get out of this mess. How can we blame somebody? You got Adam Schiff out there talking about it's a Russian conspiracy. Russia did it. I haven't heard them talk about Vault 7 yet. Now, Vault 7 is a software that the CIA uses to go into the back door of your computer to put nasty little images and all kinds of stuff on your computer. Then they get an anonymous call, and they show up at your house, confiscate your computer, and you are busted because they set the trap for you. I haven't heard that one yet because I don't think they really want to mention Vault 7 too much. But it's out there. And I told my wife one day, hey, if anything ever happens to me, anybody targets me, anybody comes after me and says, hey, we got a warrant for your to take a look at your subpoena, look at your computer here, take your computer and analyze it. And there's images on there, some bad stuff. I want you to know right now that this software is out there called Vault 7. And there's no way in the world you would ever find any graphic, nasty images of children or anything else on my computer. You're not going to find it. It doesn't exist. Only if somebody placed it there. So they're looking for the wiggle room right now, trying to find blame from somebody else. But, you know, the situation is rather interesting. You think somebody who would have some bad things, incriminating things, showing crimes committed on his computer would be smart enough not to drop his computer off at some computer repair center and leave it there and forget about it because, you know, 9/10 of the law is possession. Who owns what they're holding? Have you ever seen this show on TV, which I really don't care for? It's that with Storage Wars. You don't pay your bill, and you let your bill, your monthly bill, lapse over a couple months. Everything in that storage unit goes to the owner, the entity of the storage facility itself, the owner of that facility. And he can do whatever you want with it. He can sell it. He can go through it. So that's exactly what this computer repairman has done. He did everything right. He could if he's not There's no reason why he can't go through it. And he did, and he found some images that were very interesting, which we have not heard too much about. But he did send it over to the FBI, and I can only hope, and I think I did hear, he said he made a copy. I hope he made several copies, which we would call the dead man switch, to make sure that he stays alive and nothing ever happens to him, because he saw the information. So now, are we going to wait for, is it possible, is it going to happen that the FBI is going to, lose the information, lose the hard drive? I mean, they've done this before, accidentally scrubbed it. Just, it disappeared in the evidence room. You ever heard those excuses? Which I'm really thinking about here. I've started trying to put the pieces of this puzzle together over the weekend here. This computer, how important this computer is. We know Biden's been doing the pay for play for a while here. He's a clear classic example of the opportunist. He's the guy with no talents. He comes from a rich family who paved the way for him in the future to find nice, cushy, lucrative jobs. That's Hunter Biden. The guy gets kicked out of the military for cocaine. Well, I tell you, when I was in the military, I knew somebody who got messed around, who started messing around with illegal drugs, found in his room in the military. Well, the military code of justice is pretty severe. It's stiff. They send you to prison. You get caught with cocaine or meth in your room, and it's yours. You go to trial, and you are already guilty. You have to prove your innocence. That's the way it works in the military. This guy I knew, he went to prison for 7 years for having drugs in his room. What do you think happened to Hunter Biden? Just a discharge. I'm not even sure he got a dishonorable discharge. Just a discharge. Probably because who his daddy is. Same situation as George W. Bush and his cocaine and AOL, absent without leave from the National Guard, just decided not to show up anymore. Same thing had happened to John McCain, the ghost. Hot starts on an aircraft carrier, starts a fire, kills 117 seamen. Blames it on technical difficulties. Yeah, that happens when you dump all that fuel in there and you blow it out and you make a big explosion to be kind of, theatrical here. That's what happens. But when your father's a high admiral in the Navy, you get a pass. So I started thinking about these images. They didn't go into much detail. The FBI is keeping their mouth kind of tight-lipped here on this whole information. Tell me more about these pictures. Underage girls? We're talking about children. Then I started thinking about, is there a relationship between those images on that computer and a relationship and a connection between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Jeffrey Epstein? The Lolita Express, Orgy Island, the pay-for-play blackmail scandal that they were involved in, Jeffrey Epstein. Is there a relationship here? That's what I want to know. Let's hope this doesn't end up the same way as the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, which was shut down immediately once they found out how many big names ended up on the list. They shut this thing down. You saw Bill Clinton's name on there. You saw Prince Andrew's name on there. You saw a lot of people on this list. How many times did they go to this Orgy Island? This Orgy Island turned out to be something like the Bohemian Grove in California, which I used to drive by once in a while. And I remember when they had that whole week of all the elites flying in, and they met secretly in this little compound here. And what the hell were they doing? Kind of a skull and bones thing. Very secret. Working on the world's problems, I guess. I don't know. Maybe the last one they were working on this whole COVID-19 scamdemic, how to implement the whole program here, this PSYOP we call COVID-19. But I just wonder if there is a correlation here. There's a relationship between this computer, these images, and Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. One of my first points of business I would do if I was Donald Trump would be to completely eliminate the FBI. I think it's time. I think it's outlived its usefulness. if it ever was honest. I don't know when that would have been. I think ever since J. Edgar Hoover was part of the FBI, running the FBI, the director of the FBI, it's been corrupt ever since. Probably 10 times worse now than it was back in his day. The cross-dresser that made lists, blackmailing lists, to keep people in order. The man behind the assassinations of many prominent figure government people. Martin Luther King, I'm sure of that one. Bobby Kennedy, JFK. Lots of others. Amazing. It's time to go. FBI, it's time to go. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page kind of opened the door to what we suspected what was going on with the FBI, the corruption there. But they were complicit. They were helpful. They were working with Page and Peter Strzok. It was their backup plan. So they were actually working with the Democrats, the DNC, Obama, Hillary, many, many others, Christopher Steele, to take down the president. It was their backup plan to take down the president if he decided, if he was going to win. The Russia collusion thing, that whole thing made up, the dossier. It's quite amazing. It really, in perspective, if you think about what we just experienced the last 4 years of the Donald Trump presidency, all the calamity, all the things that have been hatched up, manufactured, the impeachment, everything you can think of, they threw at him. He got through it. Maybe that's why he didn't accomplish a whole lot in his 4 years, unfortunately. I expected a lot more from this president. A lot more. Didn't quite get it. I don't know what the next 4 years is going to be if he gets in. I think he's going to get in. I don't see Joe Biden pulling in the numbers on the rallies. And he rarely comes out of his little dungeon there, his cave. And when he does, he doesn't have anybody. It's basically staff clapping and doing the little yahoos when he does a speech outside. I guess in Arizona, nobody showed up for that one. And then you see Donald Trump, he pulls some pretty decent numbers on a rally. So I've always believed in the old saying, seeing is believing. If you see it, it's real. So at this time, 4 years ago, we were told that Hillary was leading by double digits, Donald Trump. And look how that turned out. Another woman who could not pull in any kind of numbers for her rallies was telling everybody, and the mainstream media was going along with it, this woman is leading. She's going to leave him in the dust. She's going to completely outshine him, and she's going to win the election, be the first president of the United States female. It didn't happen. Of course, so what do you do then? You point to cheating. It was flipped. He cheated. You know, I said on Sunday, I don't know any Democrats. I don't know anybody who is a Democrat who's part of this party. And the wife and I were talking the other day, and I said, anybody who would be part of the Democratic Party today, be a loyal member of this party, is somebody I really don't want any association with. Because this party has gone totally radical, left radical. It was liberal, but now it's radical. The rule of law doesn't matter. To win by any way you have to win, the ends justify the means. And they don't care. They really don't care that they're cheating and they're violent and they're targeting people and canceling people. They really don't care. Short commercial break. We'll be right back. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stabmiller, and you are listening to National Intel Report.
No reason to get excited.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. A little bit of different music for tonight. I'm pumped up tonight. I got to tell you, I found out that I do some of my best work when I have a little bit of a little kick, a little bit of caffeine in me here. Wife said, "Would you like a Mountain Dew?" I said, "Geez, yeah, I would," because I get fired up. I love my country, and I love talking about the issues here. I love this network. I tell you, this is a very unique network, where you can call in and give your opinions, or, you know, we can talk about the issues and break it down. We do have a new telephone number you can call in. Lines are always open. And the new number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. My email, Steve, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com, if you want to give me some correspondence there. It's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. And like I said, John should be back in tomorrow. Like I said, looking for some wiggle room here for Biden. I always love when people get caught cheating. They get caught cheating and they try to find the wiggle room. Well, let's break down a little bit who Hunter Biden is. Like I said, he's an opportunist. The man with very little talent who's got a nice cush job making, $56,000 a month. sitting on a board of a gas company, Burisma Holdings gas company in the Ukraine. It's amazing. What a great job. I would love that. 56 grand a month. Can you imagine that? Wow. What could I do with that? 56 grand a month. Now that's just one scam he's got himself involved in. That's one, something about Mary Zipper moment. He's got himself caught in here, but, looking for the wiggle room here. Now, they're trying to say now that maybe even the computer's not his. I love this when people deny it's not my computer. It's not my computer. Well, when you drop off something, especially electronics, and I've dropped off some of my electronics to be worked on, when you drop it off, they give you a little thing that's called a receipt. You dropped it off on this date with a time. You signed a signature giving them authorization to work on your computer, and you take that home with you, and they have a copy themselves. So that whole thing of, it may not be my computer. It's not my computer. God, is that a lame excuse or what? But it doesn't matter. Just have to convince the masses of stupid people. And there are those stupid people, the believers that never will believe the evidence. You can throw it in their face. You can smack them back and forth. Here's the evidence. And you know what? They don't get it. They're delusional. The Trump derangement syndrome is so severe that they just won't look at the evidence. No, no, it's a conspiracy. It's just another Trump game. He's trying to go after Biden. No, he kind of got himself in this mess himself. Disappointed, you know, we saw this long ago with the true quid pro quo of Joe Biden in offering $1 billion in aid. But you got to do one little special favor for me. You must fire the special prosecutor who's investigating Burisma Holdings. The company my son sits on the board with, you must fire them. Now, I don't know how this didn't take off like a wildfire. It should have. It's truly illegal what happened here, and we have it on video, and we have the bragging video. He even goes as far as saying, well, these SOBs, they did what I told them to do. I have the power. The president gave me the authorization. Amazing. Nothing really happened out of that. As I spoke yesterday on my show, just this one instance right here with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, their association for pay for play. We knew Hillary has done it. Lots of politicians have done this. Is this not a good reason to have the term limitations I speak of? Maybe two, maybe three terms maximum. Is it not time to really seriously talk about ending these career politicians, their domination, their enrichment, their goal of taking care of themselves, no longer being a statesman? Actually, you never hear anybody talk about statesman. I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about, yes, he's a statesman. No, he's a politician. Politician. He's a career politician. You had Orrin Hatches. You had Senator Robert Byrd. You had numerous people in politics 20, 30, 40 years, 45 years, 47 years, Joe Biden. Pointing at problems, saying these problems are all because of the President of the United States, whoever that happens to be at the time. Forgetting that this guy signed off, voted on the bills that made the problems in the future. Never taking any responsibility whatsoever. It's this guy's fault. It is time, people. It is time for term limitations. No exception. 512-248-8252. I want to hear from you. Don't be silent. Silence is implied consent. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Didn't it rain, children? Rain, oh yes. Didn't it? Yes, didn't it? You know it did, didn't it? Oh, oh yes, how it rained.
All right, let's be honest here. Whenever I host John's show, we have the best bumper music. Am I right or am I right? Am I right? Thanks, Mike, on the other end there. I love good bumper. Sets the mood. By the way, my T-shirt guy, been working with this guy to do the T-shirt donation program. And it was all in full swing, ready to go. And I had a little setback that my T-shirt guy passed away. So I got a new T-shirt guy, and it's in the works now. It's a nice T-shirt. It's the one I used to have. I had it a couple years ago when I donated. I got a nice T-shirt and used to wear it around and advertise the network. And it's identical to that one. So it's going to be a really nice shirt, high-quality shirt, and it's going to be part of the donation program here at RBN. So I'll let you know more when those arrive. I'm hoping this week that my template will be done, and hopefully the following week I'll have my shirts and I'll send them out to Round Rock and we can get this program going here and get the station out there. Let people know that we're around and what we're doing here, because you can handle the truth. I love that slogan. Probably the best part of that movie of A Few Good Men, because you can handle the truth. Good stuff here. We got some calls. Let's go to these calls here, and let's then move on to some other topics of the week. Let's do that. We got Bruce in Texas. You're on.
Hello, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing super. What's on your mind?
Oh, just a couple of things. I'm not going to be long. Sure. It's not a big, heavy topic. Burisma, I heard, okay, that the Heinzes were involved in that venture. Am I correct on that?
I missed that. What did you say? The who?
The Heinz family.
Oh, John Kerry's family. I did not hear that. I did not hear. What's your source on that one?
Golly, I have it here somewhere. I'm on the phone now, so I'm not sure if I should go look for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you find it later on, call it back in. I'm not going to discount it. It's a possibility. I hate to point fingers and blame somebody 100%, but we know John Kerry is quite the opportunist himself. It would not surprise me, but let's find out for sure before we talk about it.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
And another thing is just a general comment. You know, I just appreciate everything that RBN does and your host. Your show is top notch. And
appreciate that.
I started off like most people did with Alex Jones.
You know? Uh-huh.
He's just gone so far. Ever since, it seems like when he got nailed on that or taken to court on Sandy Hook,
yeah,
he's just totally gone, I guess, to safe spaces where he can rail and no one's going to sue him or anything like that.
Yeah.
Take a listen to this. You know, I'm no fan of the Chinese Communist Party, sure. But I view them as basically they take care of their business and we give them opportunities, they're going to take them. That's been going on since Nixon, sure, and Kissinger went there. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So take a listen to this. Maybe it comes out.
It's Friday, October 16th, 96 days out from inauguration, 17 days out from all hell breaking loose. The Chi-Com-backed deep state is going to openly say that Trump loses the election. They're going to
hear the Chi-Com-backed deep state.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got an email the other day saying that the Democrats, I don't know who they were, the elites, and I guess they brought in some military and suggested they did some training, some kind of emergency training here for essentially a coup if something goes wrong and Trump doesn't win and refuses to leave the office. Now, I don't know how legit this really was. Was there really an exercise done? We know the generals in the Pentagon do not like Donald Trump. That's a fact. They do not like him. He came out and spoke out against nation building and going to war, these wars of conquest. Pretty ballsy move to do that. But I'd have to agree with him. I am a little tired of war. I'm tired of nation building. I'm tired of our nation meddling in other people's affairs. But that's where the corporate greed comes in. And also, you know who else we're fighting wars for in the Middle East there. You know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to mention the name. We know who we're fighting for.
Israel.
Right.
That's what the whole deal in Syria is about.
It's, right.
Cutting off the supply line to Hezbollah. And the whole thing with China on the Republican side, now the Democrats scream Russia, Russia, Russia. Every time they need a boogeyman to point at, and the Republicans go China, China, China. But their problem with China is that they're entering trade and military agreements with Iran to buy their oil.
Right.
If it wasn't for China, Iran would fall economically and turn into a pile of rubble.
Right.
And that's the source of their anger, you know? Now, I've been hearing, you know, the blue helmets are going to invade the United States, and then it's from Mexico, we're going to have Iranian invaders, and mm-hmm. we had Russian troops training here during the Obama years, and now it's Chinese troops. You know, that's all a smokescreen. I don't know. Maybe you got good info on that, but it's just an intel agency. And the thing with the military, I'm former military 6 years. I served in the first Gulf War. You know, I was in Recon Marine there at Camp Pendleton. And so it's not like I'm not patriotic or anything, but these generals, like they're just detached from their troops. They'll feed them into the grinder so officers can get their ticket punched. And so their whole program keeps rolling along. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'll let you go.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that, Bruce. Good comments. I appreciate that. If you find that out, let me know about the Heinz. I'd like to know that for a fact before I talk about it. But I wouldn't be surprised. But if you find it, call back in. Please call back in. Not a problem.
Okay, I'm sure.
I would love to, in my lifetime, we find a way to make money in peace more so than war. And it appears that our entire economy is based on war or the threat of war, that we need this medical, this military-industrial complex. We need it beefed up. We need to pump money into it, more money, every year in order to have a strong economy. We learned nothing from Russia in doing the same thing and how they finally collapsed because they exhausted all their efforts and all their money, their resources into their military-industrial complex. They learned a lesson. They learned to balance their budget. A military is necessary, but where we're going with this is out of control. And now we've added this Space Force to the equation here. Can you imagine that? We've announced we want to have weapons in military space. Congratulations, Donald Trump. You've just kicked off another space war. Amazing. Nuclear war in space, which will fall out and sooner or later make it back to Earth. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why American people haven't had enough. They haven't had enough of war. They still support what we're doing, the wars. I'm not supportive of any of this stuff. I can't tell you how many anti-war rallies I've been to. How I didn't get arrested in those, I don't know either. I just seem to get away from those things. But I've gone to lots of protests, been very proud to be in those protests, walking alongside with grandparents, pushing strollers with their grandchildren in it. Opposing war. That movement was pretty decent. It was much bigger, of course, during the Vietnam War. I would love to see it be the size of that in the coming future. I don't know what's happened to the anti-war movement. It's the conditioning. Americans are out of touch. They don't have any skin in the game. You have skin in the game when you have a child in the military and you send him to another country. And maybe he comes back, maybe he doesn't come back. Maybe he comes back in a box. Maybe he comes back and he's all screwed up. Maybe he's has a mental disorder now. Aside of post-traumatic stress disorder, maybe he's really, really messed up because maybe he did some very bad things now. He has a conscience. But his military told him it was okay. Because he was fighting terrorism, and he was doing it to make America safe again. I can't stand military recruiters. They lie their ass off to get people in, young people in. But you know what? Young people have a duty to do some research, some homework. Unfortunately, when you ruin the economy and people have to eat to survive, that's where they get their pool of soldiers. Soldiers, people in desperation who now have no choice but to join the military in order to survive. They love these unemployment numbers being high. They love the people that they can't make it. I got to do something. Well, here we go. You could be you could be in the military. You could serve your country, serve it proudly, invading another country. Help us steal the resources. Help us topple this government. Help us put in our puppet government. They'll sell us oil really cheap or resources in the ground really cheap. America loves you. We value you. Thank you for your service. That's how I feel about that. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Pat in Fort Worth, you're on the show.
Oh, okay.
Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't
you're
hear
there,
that.
You're there, Pat.
I didn't hear it go, so I threw my bed on all this time. Oh, did you hear everything I said? Oh, sorry, okay. I know why people...
You're on now. You're on now.
I'm on now. Oh, good. I thought I could get my 25 minutes on the last one, but I couldn't. So I had what I would tell you right now, was going to tell him. I could tell you, but what I plan on telling you. All right, what I was going to say was Russia don't like what Trump says about nuclear agreements, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Listen, go for it.
Well, I was just looking at Armand Hammer's book. You know, he was friends with Al Gore. You remember Al Gore who ran against George Bush?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess everybody would have read that. Would rather have him. Anyway, he invented the internet, remember?
Yeah, he did. And I've got some bones to pick with him because it's not always working for me.
All he did was spend at school, and you know what he was up to then. I'm not saying...
You don't have his telephone number, do you? Because I got a bone to pick with him. I get some downtime here, and I'm not really happy with my internet, so let me know if you know.
I'll tell you what I was going to tell him. Okay, Hammer. Instead of a Russian industrialist, he's the only American industrialist. Armand Hammer, that's where this vacant center comes from. He is the only person who could land his private plane at Red Square. No questions asked, okay? Do you know who he is? That's okay. Okay, he's a real good friend. He's real good friends with Al Gore's daddy. That's how Al Gore got where he was, Senator Al Gore, almost president. If George Bush hadn't took it to the Supreme Court, you would have had Al Gore, Mr. Grandma Yummy himself. Okay?
Okay.
I just being like I heard all of the last show, you know, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the truth.
Okay.
And right now, Russia and are having trouble with their, their agreements on nuclear weapons. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember what Star Wars was? SDI? Do you remember what that Reagan didn't like? It was called Mutual Destruction, whatever it was.
Okay.
You remember all that? Okay.
Yeah, but Star Wars was actually Star Wars. Pat was a bluff for the Russians to exhaust their military and to spend more than they really had to keep up. That's all that was.
I'll tell you what Armand Hammer said about it. Okay. Well, I haven't searched it further, but since everybody's Mockingbird, they talk 20 minutes of how they hate Trump, but they say they're going to vote. Okay, right. I'd hate to believe it, put money on that. But the point is that now, do we share a space machine? Now, do we share a thing? Do we share with Russia out there on that whatever it is? Goes
space station? The space station?
Yeah. Do we? Okay.
Yeah, we're working with the Russians in the space station, yeah.
Okay. Well, first, they were going to win because they put up the Sputnik that everybody likes to read from now, right?
Right.
They put up Sputnik. So then the space war started, right? I remember the day on my vacation. I thought I had to talk about that. Anyway, when they Poon wants now, I think it's funny, because I'm on five left, you know, just like Kelly. Okay. He wants, this is what I think he wants. This is what Al Gore proposed, Junior, that is. Arms reduction affected by elimination of multiple warheads and a bilateral agreement on single warhead mobile missiles. Well, that's what Putin wants right now. But since Reagan decided that we'd do the Star Wars thing, it put even Armin Hammer said this will set Russia back many, many years, the cost of all this. It will set them way back. Well, guess what? They have caught up now, and they're getting ahead of us.
Yeah.
So why not have a space force?
No, no. I'll answer that when we come back. Hey, Pat, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And more callers to come. Bruce in Texas. Chris in Vegas. This is the National Intel Report. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Well, you told me that you loved me long time ago. The fella that you got, you don't want it no more. Don't you lie to me. Now, don't you lie to me. Because it make me mad. I get evil as a man can be.
And we are back. Well, my answer to Pat is, when science fiction and reality meld into one, humanity will always suffer. starting off a space war, a space program where you weaponize space is a very, very bad idea. If one has it, we already have this problem with nuclear weapons here on the planet. This country has nuclear weapons, and this one says, well, I need them now to protect myself from this country, and the domino effect, everybody now must have nuclear weapons. Geez, one of the worst things we've ever invented is nuclear weapons. We have the ability to destroy ourselves. I'll tell you right now, one thing I agree, Keith Rogers and I talked about this here. He does a show on the network on Sundays called Perception Management. Does a fine job breaking down CIA stuff. But we talked about this in detail before, and he and I are in definite agreement on this. The money that is wasted on NASA. NASA is now, the acronym is not about science anymore. I'll probably say 15, maybe 10 to 15% of what NASA actually does is probably science. The rest of it is about surveillance, spying on us. You know, it's spying, but the government softens the blow there. It's really called surveillance now. That's the new PC term for spying on other people or nations, spying on you. It's surveillance because they don't trust you. They don't trust other nations either. So let's weaponize space and let's have more surveillance in space. Let's have more, thousands of more satellites in space here just revolving around, and whatever happens, happens. And we'll have nuclear weapons on them, missiles, whatever. Bad idea. Bad idea. When science fiction and reality meld into one, Pat, humanity will always suffer. I don't want to go there. Like I said, NASA and the waste of money. I don't care about Mars. Water on Mars. Can he grow something on Mars? I don't care. I'm not going to Mars. I'm never going to go to Mars. We're going to colonize Mars? What, for the elites? After they destroy the planet through nuclear war, they'll crawl out of their little bunkers, get on one of these spaceships by Elon Musk, make it to Mars and start all over again? These programs aren't for you and me, the little people. These are for the elites to save their asses later on. I say cut the budget in half and show me true science. Show me what you're giving back to humanity, NASA. I don't give a damn if you can grow sunflower seeds on Mars. Second hour coming up, the National Intel Report. Taking your calls, 512-248-8252. You guys have been silent out there. Speak up.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.